إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is His servant and His messenger. As follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, and the worst of all affairs in this dunya are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation, every innovation is a stray, and every stray is in the hellfire. عن أبي يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه ورضاه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من اتبع من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. On the authority of Shaddad ibn Aws رضي الله عنه, from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, who said, a wise person is one who watches over himself. A wise person is one who watches over his nafs and restrains his nafs from that which is harmful to it. A wise person is one who watches over himself, his nafs, and restrains his nafs or himself from that which is harmful, and strives for that which will confront him after his death. And a foolish individual, al-ajiz, man ittaba'a hawaha, a foolish individual is one who gives rein to his cravings and seeks from Allah the fulfillment of his vain desires. This hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of creatures, the guide to all human beings, is another example of the deep wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the example, the exemplary example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam concerning his desire to lead people to the right path, and also to allow them to get that reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran, that whoever restrains himself after fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من خاف مقام ربه, whoever fears standing in front of his Lord and restrains himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannatul Ma'wa, will give him this Jannah called Al-Ma'wa. In this particular hadith, Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us that we should strive to restrain our nafs, that we should have al-muraqabah. Al-muraqabah is to examine our nafs, to examine our behaviors, to take advantage of every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loaned us in this dunya, in hayat dunya, which is a fleeting moment, which is temporary, and a temporary, temporal existence, corporal existence, that only lasts a few days. That if we want to have those things that Allah has promised us in the next life, and those things that are going to be everlasting, we should learn how to have al-muraqabah, self-examination, self-estimation. We should look at our nafs and what we're sending beyond this particular life, which is temporary, beyond the grave, to the next life, those things that we'll have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. As Uthman has reported and attributed to him as saying, judge yourselves by the Qur'an before the Qur'an judges you. Judge yourselves by the Qur'an before the Qur'an judges you. In other words, take advantage of all the opportunities that you have in this life to make muraqabah on your nafs, to make self-examination or self-estimation on how you are living in your lives, more importantly, how you believe. What is your aqidah? How do you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you believe in the angels? How do you believe in the books? What are your views on the messengers and prophets of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. How do you understand al-qada wal-qadr, the divine decree and divine preordination of Allah? How do you understand the last day? How do you understand your salah and your zakah that you give, and the siyam in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan? How do you understand how you should perform the principles of Hajj and the spiritual benefits that's gained from Hajj? All of these things and more, enjoining in the good and forbidding in the evil, all of these things we should stop in our tracks every single day, every afternoon, every night, as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, you should not in the morning expect to see the evening. And in the evening you should not expect to see the morning. We should be thinking about these things daily. We should be thinking about these things at night before we go to bed. We should be making a self-evaluation. Evaluate yourselves. Evaluate ourselves. Make an estimation on ourselves. As the big department stores do all around the United States, maybe 1 or 2 months in every year, they close down their stores and they make re-evaluations of their inventories. They check their shelves to see what's still up on the shelf from 1992 or 1991. What has gone bad? What won't sell anymore? And they throw it away, or they sell it for a cheap price. This is what we should be doing with our nafs. We should stop business for a while, and I don't mean be lazy and sit down and not go to work. But what we mean by that is just reevaluate yourself. Just take one moment out of every day to look at what you've been doing in your lives. What am I doing in my life? Is this step that I'm about to take? Is this statement that I'm about to make? Fi sabilillah? Is it for the pleasure of Allah? Is it for the way of Allah? Is it for the way of Islam? Is it going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit my family? Is it going to benefit the Muslim community? We should make an evaluation on everything that we do, so that every blink of our eye, every beat of our heart, every twitch of our finger is for the betterment of ourselves and the Muslims in the next life. We should look at ourselves and make al-muraqabah, self-evaluation and self-assessment. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in an authentic narration collected by Imam al-Hakim and his Mustadrak, and by Imam al-Bayhaqi in his book called Shu'ab al-Iman, The Branches of Faith, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم قال اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس take advantage of five things before five things. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five things before five things. What are those five things that the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, has instructed the Muslims to look at and take advantage of so we can make muraqabah, self-evaluation and self-estimation? حياتك قبل موتك. Your life before your death. A few weeks have just passed, we buried at least three or four Muslims. Muslims that weren't expecting to die, even though we know we're going to die. How much do we look at our lives before we die? How much do we think about it when we get into the car? Do we think about making the dua for riding? Do we think that the ride that we're going to take and the path that we're going to take is going to lead us to Jannah or to Jahannam? No, maybe not. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us to look at our lives. Take advantage of your life before your death. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. And your good health before your sickness. We're all, alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala, and Allah knows best, we're in good health. When you're 20 years old, you weighed 170 pounds, your waistline was 30 inches, and now 10 or 15 years later, at 40 or 45, you wear 36 in the waist, and you become flabby. And now your kidneys are breaking down, and your liver's breaking down, and you're having heart failure because of the things that we're doing to our bodies. It is a part of Islam to be very visual on your health. Every Muslim should work out. Every Muslim should eat the proper foods. Stay away from those things that are going to cause us harm. These are the things that are going to benefit us. And our health is something that has a right over us. Because your body has a right over you. وَفَرَغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And your leisure time before your work. Many of us have made working a deen, besides the deen of Islam. We devote all our time to the masjid. And we're not saying that a person who devotes his time to the masjid is wrong. جزاهم الله كل خير وأحسن الجزاء. May Allah reward the individual whose heart is attached to the masjid, because that individual, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, he will be under shade on a day when there is no shade but the shade of Allah. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. But your family and your leisure time has rights over you. You shouldn't work and work and work and work at your job and work at your job 900, 1,000, 2,000 hours, 4,000 hours piled up on sick leave time that you haven't taken. Vacation time that you haven't taken, 5,000 hours. You just keep working. And in most cases, you're working for the kuffar. In most cases, you're working for the kuffar. You're not even working for the Muslims. And the next thing you know, you die, leaving your family nothing. Because you had no will, nor did you have a will. وَشَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. And your youth before your old age. Your youth before your old age. I was talking to some brothers just the other day who I grew up with, and we were talking about the quote-unquote good old times. And I don't know how jahiliya can be good old times, but we were talking about it. And how much the time has passed. We're in our 40s now. And just the other day, we were playing in the parking lot, playing in the playground at the school, playing the games that children play. And we were reminiscing on these things. And now we're getting closer and closer and closer. 1 foot in the grave and one on a banana peel. Now we're old or older. And we never thought that we'd be standing here or sitting here or lying or whatever we're doing at this particular age. And what did we do with our youth? What type of time did we spend on our youth? We should consider these things. Consider your shababak qabla haramak. Consider your youth before you get old, brothers and sisters. Think about these things. Take advantage of these things. These are the things that are part and parcel of the benefits of the next life. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِقْ. And for many of us, we can't say this, because most of us are not rich. But for those of us who are rich, or have any type of things that will enrich you, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, and your richness before your poverty. Your richness before your poverty. And this can be on any level, because all of us in some way or another have some type of material wealth that another brother or sister below us doesn't have. Some of us don't have a nice plush apartment to live in. We're living in a one-room place. And some of us have a big house while the others are living in that smaller apartment. And others have mansions, of which they should be very careful and take self-estimation on themselves and self-evaluation, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in authentic narration transmitted by Abu Dawood and others in the book of Libas, or in clothing under the section of sandals, that the first room of a man's house is for himself, the second room is for his family, the third room is for his guests, and the fourth is for shaitan. So if you have an extreme amount of anything, shoes, coats, clothes, you should be very careful. Make an evaluation on your life. In this particular hadith, brothers and sisters, we gain a lot of benefits. And I'd like to just mention some of those things that I think we should make an evaluation on ourselves, and maybe it will help us improve our lives and judge ourselves by the book of Allah and His Sunnah, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, before there comes a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use those two entities called Quran and Sunnah to judge us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een wa ba'd. These are just a few things, brothers and sisters, inshallah, that we should now take our mental pencils out, our metaphoric pencils, and write on our figurative pads. Number one, recite the Quran daily. Think about how we conduct our lives every day. Is there any day of the week that goes by that not one time you read the Quran? Recite the Quran daily. And you should finish the reading of the Quran at least once in a year, according to many of the scholars of Islam. Or maybe in a month. Improve your Quranic recitation by listening to good reciters of the Quran and taking lessons in the recitation of the Quran. So we should learn, we should not just read the Quran, but we should try to learn how to recite it properly. Set aside some time in your daily lives to read about the history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the history of the Muslims from the authenticated sources, so it will benefit us in this life and the next. We should continue every day to read hadith, at least one hadith every day, and memorize some hadith, preferably according to some of the scholars of Islam, like Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, Rahmatullahi alayh. Try to memorize the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, Rahmatullahi alayh. And last but not least, and of course this should have been first, that we should be busying ourselves studying the correct aqidah, how we should believe those principles that were laid down by our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the laws of Islam that are found in the books of fiqh. We should also have a regularly scheduled medical checkup. We should check ourselves. Go to the doctor and get a regular checkup. And have a doctor check all the ailments that you have and I have. We should take care to make sure that our bodies are strong. Because as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. That the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. We should avoid the use or utilization of any type of food or beverages that are going to harm us. like excessiveness in coffee, excessiveness in tea, excessiveness in Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola, and any of these things that are going to harm us. And the haram things, of course, like smoking cigarettes. This is haram, brothers and sisters in Islam. Qiyasan, by analogical deduction. We should practice cleanliness in every aspect of our lives. Not only our bodies, taking care that our turbans are clean, and our salwas are clean, and our suits are clean, and our ties are pressed, our shirts are pressed, our khimars are pressed, but our houses should be clean too. And our workspaces, when we go to work, should be clean. And our bodies should be clean. Everything should be clean because this is a part of Islam. And nazafah, cleanliness, is a part of our iman. Speaking the truth and never ever lying. We should make self-evaluation, brothers and sisters. How much in a day at the end of the night? Check yourselves. We should check ourselves. How many lies did I tell today? Did I tell one? Did I tell two? Did I tell three? إِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. In a hadith transmitted by a Muslim, that lying leads to vice and wickedness, and vice and wickedness leads to the hellfire. Fulfill your promises, brothers and sisters. Think about these things that we do, these commitments that we make. We break them, we break them, we break them, and we attach, inshallah, to it. Inshallah, I'll do it. Knowing well full, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَسْرَارَهُمْ, as Allah says in the Quran, and Allah knows the inner secrets, knowing well full that you didn't intend to keep that commitment or that promise, especially to your wives. Be brave, be courageous, and be wise. Bravery requires one to talk frankly about what is true and right. The real brave man is not the one who can box or do karate or can shoot well at the range, but the brave man is the one who will speak the truth in the face of a tyrannical leader. No matter who you are, he'll step up to you and tell you the truth for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should keep our secrets. Someone tells you something in confidence, you should keep this secret. It should go to the grave. Not even your family should learn about it. We should admit our faults. We should be aware of oneself and to keep oneself from getting angry. For as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in authentic narration to the man who said, "Awsini," counsel me, he said, "La taghdab," don't become angry. And he kept saying it again and again. Be serious. But your seriousness should not stop you from enjoying jokes and laughing. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam used to do with his companions. He used to joke and he used to laugh. But his joking and his laughing was only that which was al-haqq, was only that which is true. But for us, we not only joke and laugh for those things that are lies, we love to listen to people who tell lies to make people laugh. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Waylun lahu, waylun lahu." Woe unto them, woe unto them, for those who try to make people laugh and tell lies in their jokes. We should be modest, especially the women. We should have chastity, especially the women. The women should not be coming outside with perfume on. They should not be coming outside with makeup on. They should not be coming outside with clothing that is the clothing of the people of Jahiliyyah. And they should try their best to stay in the house. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Stay in your homes. And those women who come out with the intention of intermingling among the men, especially with the perfume on and the makeup on, Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, any woman who comes out like this with perfume on and it reaches the other people who she's exposing herself to, that she herself is a zaniya, she is a fornicatress, وَكُلُّ عَيْنًا رَأَتْ زَانِيَةً, and every eye that looks at her is a fornicator. We should be sensitive to the good and the bad things by expressing our happiness when experiencing good and gratitude when encountering bad. You should ask yourself, Ask yourself, what have I done for Islam today? Not what has Islam done for you, but what have I done for Islam? And you should ask for a less prominent position in any situation in the masjid or organizations of Islam, although you deserve or have a higher one. We should improve our reading and writing skills. Try our best to learn how to become good writers in Islam. For those of us who have that skill, we should improve it. We should increase our knowledge of those people who have come, who have left, gone before us and have paid their dues, so to speak. Those individuals who have died and gone on to that which Allah has promised them. We should read as much as we can in the newspapers and magazines. Those newspapers and magazines that are going to give us some benefit to help the Muslim Ummah. And we should stay away from those magazines, even though they be Muslim periodicals that are committing the shirk and the kufr and the bid'ah and leading the Muslims astray. And speak out against those periodicals and magazines wherever we may find them. We should be fair in judging according to sound advice. And our anger should not make us ignore the good in others and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which He has given us, which will cause us to forget ourselves if we forget that. We should be active in the community service. We should exhibit sympathy, generosity, and forgiveness. We should be tolerant with those who believe in Allah on the last day. We should be flexible and we should be gentle. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were rude and harsh of heart, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, you would run them away from you. We should work to earn money no matter how rich you may become. Keep working. Give priority to ordinary jobs even though their pay is small. And also give your full attention to this kind of job, no matter how high your qualifications may be. We should work even though the pay is small. And don't quit unless the work is against Islam. And lastly, but not least, and there are many others, if you're given a job, brothers and sisters in Islam, you should give all your best to it. 100% to that particular job, wholeheartedly and honestly. And be perfect as much as you can in that job, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that He has kataba ihsan al-ihsan bi kulli shay. He has prescribed perfection in everything. Prescribed perfection in everything. So anytime you're given a job, whether you're a mechanic or a seamstress, or whether you're the imam or the person who sweeps the streets, you should give all to that job, not slighting the position of that job, and you should do it with all types of wholeheartedness and generosity, not slighting the contract that you've made by accepting that job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take advantage of all of these things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take advantage of those five before five. Remember those things, brothers and sisters, because no one is promised to leave this room. No one is promised to walk out of this door. No one is promised that when they say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right of their salah, that they're going to say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا